KUKU Classic Country 100.3. Now let's go courtside to James Hurt.
And welcome to the Mansfield High School gym, where it's championship day here in District 10, Class 2. We have a matchup of two powerhouses. Hartville, the number one seed. Norwood, the number two seed. Ought to be a good one. Hartville won the matchup earlier this year, 57-55. So we may be in for another barn burner today. Now, kind of go over how the teams have gotten here. Hartville, as I said, they were the number one seed, so they got a first round bye. They beat Bakersfield on Thursday night in a very, very tight game, a defensive heavy game, 36-34. Now, Norwood, they were the two seed. They beat Dora on Tuesday night by 55. It was 86-31. Then Thursday night, they beat Mansfield, the host team, 62-56 in overtime. So we could be in for a good one. The winner will travel Tuesday to Lebanon to face Eugene. Eugene, the number two ranked team in the state of Missouri. Hartville 3. Norwood is 7. So got some power here. Going to be a ranked matchup no matter which one of these teams advance on to that game Tuesday night in the next round, as these teams try to go for yet another state title. Both teams have been there before and look to make 2025-26 another one for the trophy case. Looking at the starters for Hartville, Jordan O'Quinn, Boone Garrison, Truett Coriel, Gus Sinney, and Hayden Johns. They haven't posted Norwood starters yet. So far in the tournament, it has been Remington Hill, Lakin Coatney, Carter Kelly, Pierce Lawson, and Andrew Bradshaw. I'll update if there's any changes to that one. Hartville comes in with a record of 22-4 on the season. Norwood 21-6, and as I stated earlier, they met up one other time this year, and that was 57-55. Hartville come away with the victory. Both of these teams are playing very well. Very well coached, very disciplined teams. So we should have a good one. Congratulations to the Norwood girls as they defeated Hartville last night to move on to face Iberia Monday at Marshfield at 6 o'clock. Norwood beat Hartville in the girls' side 45-25. Now, after this game at 5 o'clock over on 96.9 The Fox, we'll have the Class 3 District 9 championship game, which ought to be another good one. It's Liberty versus Thayer. So some very familiar foes there going to be going at it. On the game Thursday night against Bakersfield for Hartville, Jordan O'Quinn scored 3. Boone Garrison had 9. Hayden Johns had 6. Gus Sinning with 10. And Truett Coriel had 6. Now, in Mansfield's win, their overtime win on Thursday night, Caden Young had 10. Malachi Ussery. No, I'm sorry. I am on the wrong one. That is Mansfield. So for Norwood, Remington Hill had 2. Lakin Coatney had 16. Carter Kelly had 14. Pierce Lawson had 5. Andrew Bradshaw, 13. Carson Vaughn, 6. Brady Vaughn also had 6. So good balanced scoring there up and down Norwood's lineup. Both of these teams have balanced scoring and play ultimate team basketball. They give up a shot for a better shot and don't mind extending possessions if they have to find that good shot. You won't see many forced shots unless the buzzer's running out for either of these teams. It is very, very good to watch when so many high school teams anymore, and well, all levels that is, run up and down the court and chunk up 3, even if it's not a really good shot. These are both, like I said, very disciplined teams. very good, and they're here for a reason. These are two of the very best in Class 2 in the state of Missouri. Once again, Hartville ranked number 3 in the final top 10 rankings, and Norwood ranked number 7. And the game they had against Mansfield, Mansfield was number 8. So this has been a loaded district, and both teams have a really good chance of going far. Now the winner of this, as I stated, will have to go up against a very tough Eugene team. Eugene is 23-5, but their 5 losses have been to really, really good teams that are bigger classifications. So, Hartville, Norwood, we're about ready to get it underway. We got about 2 minutes and 45 seconds left until it starts. We're going to go ahead and take a 2-minute break, and we'll come back with official starting lineups and the tip. Here from Mansfield, it is District 10, Class 2, Championship Basketball on KUKU 100.3.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. We have a 3-pound bee package that includes bees and the mated queen for $155. Also, we offer a 5-frame nuke, includes the mated queen for $195. Both options are all Russian bees. Orders must be in by March 30th. Delivery pickup date is subject to change due to the weather. Come in today at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains, for your bee needs.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
The chicks are in the brooder, in store. Hi, this is Bryce. Baby chicks are available now through May 28th with weekly deliveries, and we are still taking orders for the May 5th pickup date on larger quantities. Supplies are limited on a first-come, first-served basis. Stop in today for more information.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974.
Everyone buys insurance. When you shop, you want the best coverage at a fair price, right? With Davidson Insurance, now powered by InZone, you get the best of both with insurance options from one of the largest insurance brokers in the country, from local agents that you meet face to face. Home, auto, commercial, health, and life insurance with options. Davidson Insurance, now powered by InZone, 606 Broadway in West Plains. Real people, real savings.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Mark. We've got the largest selection of tractors and hay equipment in the Ozarks, now carrying 5 lines of top name tractors to fit every operation and every budget. Plus, we proudly carry Kuhn, Prone, and Massey Ferguson hay equipment built for performance, durability, and getting the job done right the first time. Whether you're running cattle, cutting hay, or managing ground, Hirsch has the equipment you need. Stop in and see your Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply tractor team in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service services all your residential, commercial, and agriculture well and pump needs. Invest in a new water well and let the experts at Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service fix you up with clear, crisp water. Call them in Summersville, 417-932-4036. They have bailed me out more than once, and they'll help you as well. Good folks, and they've been doing it a long time. Anything you need done with your well or a well drilled, call Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Services.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
And welcome back to Mansfield High School. We're about ready to get this one underway. The championship of District 10, Class 2, between Norwood and Hartville in a packed-out Mansfield gymnasium. Had reports that there was people lined up at 11:30 this morning for this 2 o'clock game. When I got here just before 1 o'clock, there was people everywhere. So these two communities are out to support these two fantastic programs. Norwood dressed in black, white trim, blue numbers trimmed in white. Hartville in their home white, Hartville across their chest. Blue checkerboard down the sides, trimmed in blue. And starting lineup for Hartville, Jordan O'Quinn, Boone Garrison, Truett Coriel, Gus Benning, and Hayden Johns. The starters for Norwood, Remington Hill, Lakin Coatney, Carter Kelly, Pierce Watson, and Andrew Bradshaw. We're about ready to get this one underway. The teams are getting their final instructions from their coaches and getting ready to jump this one off. Lakin Coatney is going to step into the circle for Norwood. And he'll be tipping it off against number 20, Gus Sinning. And we're about ready to get this one underway. Officials check with each other to make sure they're ready. Here we go. Championship basketball on KUKU. And the tip was tipped by Hartville, but taken away by Norwood. They've got the ball to start things out. Remington Hill at the top of the key. Slips and maintains his possession. Bradshaw swings it down to Coatney. Back to Carter Kelly. Kelly drives down the baseline, dishes it out, throws it away. That's a turnover on Norwood, and here comes Hartville, and they're going to slow things down. Boone Garrison looking to get instructions from Coach Reed. He gives it up to Jordan O'Quinn, and they get ready to run their offense. O'Quinn tosses it over to Johns. Johns down low. Ball kicks out. Here's a three-pointer from the top of the key. No good. Rebound comes down to number 11, Lakin Coatney for Norwood. And Norwood back down. Thought about the three. Drives down the baseline. Going to have a foul on the floor on the drive. That was Remington Hill getting down to the baseline, but he gets fouled. That is on Hayden John. Johns, that is going to be his first, team's first. 7-10, no score as of yet. Norwood gets the ball in. Carter Kelly bounces it down low to Coatney. Coatney looking for somewhere to go to. He hands it off to Bradshaw. Bradshaw out to the top of the key to Hill. Hill swings it around to Coatney. Coatney gets a cutting. Bradshaw down the lane. Shot put up. No good. Rebound ripped down by Boone Garrison. And Hartville comes down to the other side. 6:44 left in the first quarter. No score as of yet. Nice move there by Boone. He puts the shot in, and he's going to go to the line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Boone Garrison gets fouled on the fadeaway jump shot, and it is 2-0. Hartville looking to make it 3-0 here with the free throw. 6:37 left in the first quarter. Free throw is put up, and it is good. 3-0, Hartville strikes first. Remington Hill brings it across the timeline. Swings it around to Lawson. Lawson down to Kelly. He drives all the way down. He's going to get fouled. Shot will not fall, but he'll go to the line for two. Truett Coriel called for that one. That's the second team foul. Carter Kelly going to go to the line for two. 6:26 left to go in the first quarter. The first one is up, and it's good. 3-1, Hartville with the lead now. And the second one is up, and it is also good. Hartville to inbound it. They're working to the right as you look at your radio dial. Norwood to the left. Boone Garrison. Gets it over to Coriel. Coriel to O'Quinn. Back to Coriel. Thought about the three. Looking to try to work it inside. They're working around the perimeter. Hayden Johns has got it. Back to O'Quinn. O'Quinn directing traffic. Denning has it. He hands it off. Lefty with the three. It's good. Truett Coriel with a beautiful shot from the wing. That gives Hartville a 6-2 lead. Remington Hills got it by the circle. Kicks it over to Bradshaw. Bradshaw, left-handed dribble down the lane. He puts one up. It's good. He's going to go to the line to shoot one to complete the three-point play. Nice, strong move down the lane by Andrew Bradshaw. And he'll go to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And it rims out. No good. Rebound comes down to Sinning of Hartville. Garrison gets instructions from Coach Reed. He drops it off. Threw at Coriel with it. Around the spin. Here's Coriel. Thought about a three again. He gives it up to Garrison. Garrison back to Coriel. Nice closeout defense by Norwood there. O'Quinn swings it around to Johns. Back to O'Quinn. O'Quinn into the corner for Truitt. And off the rim, no good. Remington Hill with the rebound, and he's on the run. He's going to pull it out now and reset the offense. 6-4, Hartville, as we play 3 minutes in this one. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. And that's what I really think is going to be another one of those that's down to the wire. But we shall find out. Andrew Bradshaw, he swings it around to Coatney, who gets it to Carter Kelly. And he's going to be fouled on the floor. I believe that's going to be on Coriel. And so that's his second. And it is. So Coriel is going to have to take a break for a little bit. Number 25, Brock Jones, comes in for him. Coatney runs down the inbound pass. He gets it to Carter Kelly. Kelly drives in. He puts it up. No good. Rebound comes down to Norwood. Up, no good. Carter Kelly and Sinney fight for it. And it ends up coming down to Boone Garrison. And Hartville walks it up the floor. 4:20 left to go in the first quarter. 6-4 Hartville. It's been a good one early. O'Quinn's got it. He gets it to Sinning for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Jones. And Hartville resets the offense. Aiden Johns gets it to O'Quinn. Sinning's up top again. It's three-point line spin move down into the lane. They're going to call a foul. That's going to be called on Pierce Lawson, I do believe. Okay, nope, they got Coatney on that one. My apologies. Sinning got hit in the face a little bit there. Official talking with him. 3:56 left to go here in the first quarter. 6-4. Low scoring so far. Sinning's going to go to the line to shoot two. First free throw from Gus off the back of the iron. Too strong. No good. And here's his second. Too short. The rebound comes down to Carter Kelly. Kelly gives it up to Remington Hill, who's going to walk it into the front court. 3:45 left here in this first quarter. Remains 6-4, Hartville. Carter Kelly's got it. Down the baseline. Could have been a foul, but they're going to throw a walk instead. He got bumped. Tried to set his pivot, and then he walks. So that's a turnover on Norwood. It's going to be their second turnover. Number 10, Vaughn checks in. Brady Vaughn. There's two Vaughns here on the team. We'll do the other one in a little bit, I'm sure. Garrison's got it. He gets it on the wing to O'Quinn. O'Quinn back out to Garrison. Back to O'Quinn. They bounce it down on baseline. Back out to O'Quinn, and they're going to reach that at the top of the key. Garrison to O'Quinn. And once again, Hartville does not mind working the ball until they find a good shot. They are very disciplined. 3 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Hargill clinging to a 6-4 lead, and they're holding the ball, making Norwood come out. Nice pass inside to Sinning. It's good. Gus with his first two, and now it's 8-4. Hartville with the lead. Could have been a walk, no ball. Bucket is good. Remington Hill gets his first two of the game. And it's 8-6 as we approach the 2 minute 30 second left to go in this first quarter. Boone Garrison has it at the volleyball line. Gets it over to Johns, back to Garrison. Garrison going to back it out to the circle. And just dribble until he come out on him and guard him. O'Quinn thought about three, gives it back up to Garrison, back to O'Quinn, back to Garrison. Here's a three from O'Quinn, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Gus Sinning, back up, back in. Nice tough rebound there by Gus Sinning. He's got four, and it's now 10-6. Here's a shot on the other end. No call, rebound. Comes down to Hartville. Sinning clearing the glass once again. We're about to approach 1:30 left here in this first quarter. And Garrison and O'Quinn playing catch once again out on the perimeter. Now they work it around to Johns, all the way back around to O'Quinn, back out top to Garrison. 1:20 left. Garrison over, gets bumped on the sideline. O'Quinn's got it on the wing. And Hartville slowing things down, looking for that good shot. They get it to Sinning, off of his foot, and stolen by Norwood. That's a turnover on Hartville. We're inside of a minute. Here's Remington Hill for three, off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Brock Jones. And Hartville may play for the last shot here. Looks like Norwood's going to extend their defense as we approach 30 seconds left. They get it to Johns. Johns back out top to Garrison. 30 seconds. They get it at the free throw line. Sinning works his way in. He's going to be fouled. And go to the line for two. 26.2 left. Hartville with a 10-6 lead. Going to have a substitution here for Norwood after the first free throw. Sinning 0 for 2 from the line his first trip. He's got 4 points on the afternoon. First one is good. Off the front of the rim, off the back of the rim, and then through. Carson Vaughn comes in. Remington Hill is going to check out. Here's Sinning second, and off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Norwood. Carson Vaughn brings it across the timeline. Kicks it over to Bradshaw, back out to Vaughn. And Norwood playing for the last shot. They're down five, and we're inside of 10 seconds. Vaughn gets it to Lawson, and Lawson throws it away. And it's back to Hartville, 3.8. Left here in the first quarter. And shot at the buzzer is up and no good. Almost hit it. But that is the end of one. Great first quarter. 11-6. Hartville with the lead. We're back in 1 minute on KUKU.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the new Buicks lately? We have new Buicks arriving daily, just in time for the extension of our Friends and Family sale. That's right, Friends and Family pricing on an all-new Buick. And only at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The area's only Buick dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
More than just a tire store. McDonald's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
Welcome back to Mansfield High School. It's Class 2 District 10 Championship Day here as the Hartville Eagles and the Norwood Pirates hook up in a good one. 11-6 is your score at the end of one. Hartville with the lead. Hartville very, very patient, and much like the game against Bakersfield on Thursday night, they're not getting in any hurry, and they're playing great defense and not allowing very many good looks to Norwood, and hold them to 6 points. Hartville to inbound, right in front of me, Hayden John, and he puts it into the backcourt to Boone Garrison. And we are underway here in the second quarter. Jones gets it to Sinney. Sinney to Garrison, tries to get it to Sinney. There's a turnover, steal for Norwood. There's number 10, Brady Vaughn, with the steal. Carson Vaughn's got it. Gets it to Bradshaw. They work it around. Carter Kelly. Good closeout defense. They work it around the perimeter. Carter with a screen. No shot. We're going to have a push as the Hartville player tried to go through the screen instead of around it. Brock Jones with the foul there. Norwood to inbound it. They get it into the backcourt to Andrew Bradshaw. Bradshaw gives it up to Brady Vaughn. Brady to Carson Vaughn. Carter Kelly's got it. They're playing tight physical defense all over the floor here, especially playing close attention to Carter Kelly. Almost going, now it is. Fourth turnover by Norwood. And a steal on the other end, but it goes out of bounds. Good hands, Carson Vaughn there to prevent the layup. But it's going to be out of bounds on Norwood, so Hartville will retain the ball with 5-point lead inside of 7 minutes left to go in the first half. Hartville triggers it in. They get it to Garrison. Garrison receives the play call from Coach Brett Reed. Nice crossover dribble. He gives it up to Hayden Johns. Johns works it around to Sinning. Sinning to back to Garrison. Here's Sinning for three. It's good. Gus Sinning got eight now. And we've got a timeout on the floor. It's a 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it right here. 6:26 left to go in the first half, and it is 14-6. Hartville with the lead. Sinning had five in the first and then just hit that three. The 14-6 is where we stand. It's been a good one so far. It's a very, very physical game. Both teams play a very physical brand of basketball. And Hartville is very, very patient. They do not mind the score in the 30s or low 40s. As long as they are on top when the clock hits zero. We're about ready to get going once again. Coach Shane Caldwell gives his Pirates some instructions, trying to get some offense generated here. Hartville's been very, very sticky on Carter Kelly, making it very tough on him to get any shot off whatsoever. He's got the ball now. Being guarded tightly again. He gives it up to Pierce Lawson. Lawson trying to dribble, gets it over to Vaughn on the wing. They try to get it to Kelly, but he's blocked. Now Vaughn, Andrew Vaughn's got it. And here's a shot by Bradshaw. It's short. This is everything. Rebound comes down to Hartville. They're going to slow things down once again. 5:45 left to go in the first half. Boone Garrison's got it. Crossover. He's going to put up a three. It's good. Boone Garrison has got six now, and it's 17-6, 11-point lead, and Norwood wants to talk about it again. It's a full timeout. 17-6, Hartville with the lead. Back in 1 minute on KUKU.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the eClub, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store, fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
With the winter season, I know you're thinking about kicking back by the pool, cruising around the lake, and grilling on the porch of your vacation cabin. So book your stay for next summer at the number one resort destination on Lake Norfolk, the Bayou Resort. Fully furnished cabins, a pool, and a fully stocked store awaits you and your family. They're just up the hill from the boat launch. So call 870-467-5277 and book your vacation for next summer. Or go online at thebayouresort.com.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
And welcome back to Mansfield High School for this championship game in District 10, Class 2. I'm James Hurt, Jack Rutledge back at the studio, keeping us on the air. Appreciate everybody being tuned in. It's a good one. Hartville, the number 3 team in Class 2. And Norwood, the number 7 team in Class 2. Hartville with an 11-point lead right now, 17-6, 5.5 left to go in the first half. Remington Hill's back in. They work it around to Collis Carter Kelly on the wing, back to Hill. Carson Vaughn gives it up to Coatney. Good ball movement by Norwood, but they've not been able to find a good shot here. Carson Vaughn gives it up. They're on the wing to Hill. They swing it around. Back to the top of the key to Brady Vaughn. Brady gives it up to Remington Hill. Looking for the backdoor cut, but it is cut off by the Eagles. Carter Kelly's got it back out front. And the Hartville Eagle fans are excited about this defense not being able to get a shot off. Here's a three-pointer put up. It's good. Lakin Coatney, he's got three. That's his first three of the game, and it's 17-9. Now Norwood's going to go into a full-court trap. O'Quinn's got it. He works it in. There's a turnover. And Norwood with the steal. They bring it back down. Carter Kelly behind the back dribble. And he gives it up to Vaughn. Vaughn down to Remington Hill. Hill got a pass to the lane. He puts it up. No good. And it's off of Norwood. It goes back to Hartville. Pierce Lawson checks back in. Brady Vaughn checks out for Norwood. 4:13 left to go in this one. Full court pressure again by Norwood. Hartville almost breaks it. Great defense, great hands. And then we have a foul, I believe, out of frustration on Hartville. That foul's going to be called on Brock Jones. Team second. And the pressure, giving Hartville a little bit of trouble here. 4 minute mark, 17-9. Carter Kelly's got it. He hands it off to Pierce Lawson. Lawson gets it to Hill. Hill swings it around to Vaughn. That's Carson Vaughn. Hands off to Lawson. Lawson crossover dribble, gives it up to Carter Kelly. Kelly asking for the screen. He gets it. He thought about the three, but closed out by Gus Finney. And Kelly's got the ball again. They're going to reverse it to the other side. Right-handed dribble. Gets it out to Lawson. Lawson to Hill. Hill throws the... Lakin Coatney turned his head right as the pass was coming, and that's turnover number 5 on Norwood. 3 minutes left to go in this first half. Hartville with the ball. Quinn's got it. He tosses it down to John. John out to Garrison. Garrison to O'Quinn on the wing. Benning's got it. He's going to go downtown. Kicks it back out. And O'Quinn's got it once again. Garrison dribbles around to the front. 2:30 left to go here in this first half. Jones has got it. Gets it to O'Quinn. He works it down into the corner. Now Simmons at it at the top of the key. And he's going to hold it still. Bruce Austin comes out and gets on him. Nice dish down inside, and we get a foul on the shot. That is going to put Brock Jones at the line to shoot two. Nice pass there by Gus Denning. He saw the cutting Jones and was able to hit a nice pass, and then the foul was committed. 2:09 left to go here in the first half. First free throw is good for Brock Jones. That's his first point. Gus Sinning leading all scorers with 8 so far. And here's the second free throw attempt. It's up and it is out the rim. No good. And Norwood's got it. Here's Lawson on the run. He backs it back out. Gets it to Vaughn. Vaughn swings it around to Bradshaw. Bradshaw gives it up to Carson Vaughn. Vaughn out to the top of the key to Kelly. Back to Brady Vaughn. Into the corner to Lawson. Lawson. Pump fake there. Kelly worked around the perimeter to Carson Kelly. He's going to take a contested three off the rim. No good, but off of the hands of the Hartville Eagles. That was number 11, Hayden Johns. Couldn't corral it in. Went out of bounds. 18-9, 1:33 left to go here in this first half. Very low scoring. Norwood's just not been able to get much off. There's a running one-hander by Lawson that will not fall. 1:20 left in the first half. Garrison gives it up to Sinning. He's being trapped. And we've got a tie-up, and that's going to go to Norwood. A good defense there in the trap. They were able to tie up Gus Denning, and the ball goes to Norwood. They get into Carson Kelly. They desperately need a bucket here. Trailing 18-9. Lawson's got it on the wing. They work it around. Nice cut inside. Pierce Lawson will not fall. Follow-up will not go. Now the rebound comes down to Jones. He gets it to Sinning, who gets it to Boone Garrison. And we're down to 45 seconds left to go in this low-scoring first half. Almost a turnover, and now it is a turnover. Carter Kelly, three-pointer will not go. Ran down in the backcourt. There is a layup and a foul. And we've got a little bit of pushing down there. Did not like that foul. On the layup, 27.2. That's going to put Hayden Johns at the line. Carson Vaughn with the foul there, his first. First one is up and good. I will say the shooter took exception to that. I don't think it was ill-willed whatsoever. In fact, he immediately tried to help him up. Second one is off the rim, no good. And we got a lane violation on. Actually, we got a foul on Hartville. That's on Brock Jones, and that's his third. approaching 20 seconds left to go. Hartville, 19-9 lead over Norwood. Norwood hasn't got many looks, and the ones they have got have just not been able to get the ball very easily. So, been tough to come by. Kelly down the lane, he dishes it out. Here's a three, no good for Bradshaw. Here's Carson Vaughn at the buzzer, no good. And that is the end of the first half. A very low-scoring first half. The Hartville defense has been suffocating Norwood so far. 10-minute halftime. We'll be back in 3 minutes to update first half stats. It's District 10, Class 2 basketball on KU, back in three.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the e-club, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store, fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
Beller Construction is a family-owned and operated company serving the southern Missouri area. They provide various construction services from the smallest remodel to custom-built homes, all at a competitive price. Beller Construction of West Plains would be honored to be your builders for all your building needs. Contact Feller Construction at 417-257-7275 to schedule your project today.
San Juan Arrows in West Plains and Mountain Home is your go-to restaurant for lunch and dinner. San Juan Arrows is a muy bueno Mexican restaurant with tons of variety. Try some of their specialty tacos, including Taco de Birria with slow-cooked beef and au jus for dipping, or barbacoa tacos with seasoned beef. They'll fall apart with tenderness. San Juan Arrows Mexican Restaurant in West Plains and Mountain Home. San Juan Arrows is muy bueno.
With the winter season, I know you're thinking about kicking back by the pool, cruising around the lake, and grilling on the porch of your vacation cabin. So book your stay for next summer at the number one resort destination on Lake Norfolk, the Bayou Resort. Fully furnished cabins, a pool, and a fully stocked store awaits you and your family. They're just up the hill from the boat launch, so call 870-467-5277 and book your vacation for next summer. Or go online at thebayouresort.com.
Here's your KU Classic Country Weather Forecast.
Double H into the center. Now your forecast update. Now let's lean toward tonight. Forecast low for this evening will be 38 with wind gusts this evening at 25 miles an hour. But tomorrow the wind's going to give us a little bit of a break. Partly sunny skies, 64, and a light wind coming from the southeast for Thursday. A 30% chance of rain and a high at 61. San Juan Arrows in West Plains and Mountain Home is your go-to restaurant for lunch. San Juan Arrows is a muy bueno Mexican restaurant. Lunch specials are featured every Monday through Friday from 11 until 2. You want variety? They have it. A dozen different lunch specials to choose from. Have lunch at San Juan Arrows Mexican Restaurant in West Plains and Mountain Home. San Juan Arrows is muy bueno.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
High School Gym, we are at a halftime, and the number one seed Hartville Eagles has a 10-point lead over Norwood, 19-9. The Hartville defense has just been suffocating and making it difficult for Norwood to get any really good looks, and they held the Pirates to 9 points in the first half. At the end of one, it was 11-6, Hartville. At the end of the half, 19-9. So Hartville was able to outscore Norwood 8-3 there in the second. I'm sorry, 10-3. Nope, I had it right the first time. 8-3, sorry. I got on the wrong line on my scoreboard. Scoring for Norwood, Remington Hill with two. Lake and Coatney have three. He had the only 3 points in the second quarter for Norwood. Carter Kelly's been held to two. Andrew Bradshaw with two. For Hartville, Boone Garrison has got six. Brock Jones has got 1 point from the foul line. Truett Coriel has three. He didn't play much of the second quarter as he got two early fouls. Brock Jones has got three fouls for Carville. Gus Simeon with a really good game so far. He's got eight, and Hayden Johns has one. Once again, the winner of this one will face Eugene, which is the number two ranked team in the state of Missouri in Class 2. That game will be held in Lebanon on Tuesday night. Now, the Norwood girls, they beat Hartville last night 45-25, so they will play Iberia up at Marshfield, and that's coming up Monday night at 6 o'clock, so good luck to the Norwood girls. Earlier today, the Missouri Tigers beat Mississippi State in men's basketball 88-64. And the game that was on as we came on the air, the St. Louis Cardinals in spring training action, they beat the Miami Marlins today 10-2. J.J. Weatherhold had a very good day. He was 2-for-2 with 3 RBI. Jordan Walker was 2-for-3, and I believe he had a couple RBI as well. Baseball is up on us. The opening day coming up March 26th for the regular season, so it's going to be here in a hurry. We'll have another broadcast on KUKU for baseball tomorrow. Be on the air at noon as the Cardinals will face the Pittsburgh Pirates. So that'll be entertaining. Cal Leahy will get the start for the Cardinals. Barco for Pittsburgh. And we'll see how the lineups will go tomorrow. A lot of young players. Cardinals, it's no secret, they are in a rebuilding mode right now. So they've got a lot of youth out there looking to prove themselves. So it's going to be exciting to see how things go. We are 3 minutes away from the second half. Hartville with a 19-9 lead over Norwood. Both teams getting instructions in the locker room. Norwood just made it back out to the floor. Hartville still in the locker room. See what kind of adjustments have been made. Hartville, as they are, they've been very, very patient so far, looking for good shots, not rushing anything. And then on the defensive end, they've just been suffocating. Norwood has not had a lot of shots, and they've had trouble getting the ones that they've gotten to fall, and they've been highly contested. So two good ball teams. They'll make adjustments. We'll see how the second half will look. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the second half here on KUKU 100.3 coverage of the Class 2 District 10 Championship. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right, it's our friends and family sale. We've been so busy in January during our sale, we've decided to extend our friends and family sale through the whole month of February. Friends and family pricing, and only at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
With the winter season, I know you're thinking about kicking back by the pool, cruising around the lake, and grilling on the porch of your vacation cabin. So book your stay for next summer at the number one resort destination on Lake Norfolk, the Bayou Resort. Fully furnished cabins, a pool, and a fully stocked store awaits you and your family. They're just up the hill from the boat launch. So call 870-467-5277 and book your vacation for next summer. Or go online at thebayouresort.com.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
Storm season is here.
Severe storms can happen any time during the year, but are most common during the months of March through July. When storms are approaching, an emergency weather radio may help save a life. A weather radio provides you with continuous local and regional weather information from the National Weather Service. Contact Howell Oregon Electric Cooperative to purchase your weather radio now. This message brought to you by Howell Oregon Electric Cooperative.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
And welcome back to an absolutely packed to the Raptors Mansfield High School as the Hurtville Eagles and the Norwood Pirates have 16 minutes of regulation left to go here for an opportunity to move on to face Eugene Tuesday night. Ball is inbounded by Hurtville. They're working to the left of your radio dial, Norwood to the right here in this second half. Aiden Johns has got it. He dishes it out. Coriel, he's back in the game now with two fouls. Brock Jones has got three. So that's the only foul trouble. One apiece for Lakin Coatney and Carson Vaughn on Norwood's side. Here's a three put up. Misses everything. And rebound comes down to Norwood. 7:25 left to go here in the third quarter. Remington Hill gets it across the timeline. Setting up the offense. Working down low, trying to get somebody open. Bradshaw's got it. He dishes it out. And we've got a foul down low on O'Quinn. A little chest bump there by his motions are running high, which they're going to do. That's O'Quinn's second foul. Anytime you're in a championship game and you've got two teams that are rivals like this, it's going to be a little bit chippy. Carter Kelly's got it in the corner. Going for the screen. He gets it across the hill. Hill to Bradshaw. Bradshaw being guarded closely by O'Quinn. Here's a three-pointer put up and rims in for Lakin Coatney. That's his second three of the game. It was off the front of the rim, off the back of the rim, off the backboard, and then through for three. Norwood looking to trap a little bit here. Denning was wide open, and there is a foul. And he's going to go to the line for two more. With the trap, that's the thing about it. If you don't get the ball, there's somebody left open. That foul being called on Pierce Lawson, his first. Sinning goes to the line. He's one for three today. First one's good. He's got nine. Looking to become the first player in double figures today. 6:28 left to go in the third quarter. Second one is up. It rims off. Rebound came down, but slapped out of bounds by Hartville. It's going to go to Norwood. 20-12, 6:26 left to go here in this third quarter. Norwood trying to get some offense going. Send the ball to Kovic. Back out top to Kelly. Kelly gets it to Hill. They work it around the perimeter into the corner. Bradshaw. Bradshaw back to Coatney. Coatney gets it to Remington Hill. Back to Bradshaw. Back to Coatney in the corner. Pumps down the baseline. Loses it. And it's stolen by Hartville. We're inside of 6 minutes now here left to go in the third quarter of this championship game. Hartville the end of their offense. Coriel had a look at it, pumped, and gave the ball up, reset the offense once again. Garrison gets it, and we get a foul on the floor. I believe that's going to be possibly on Bradshaw. Nope, they got it on number 12, Carter Kelly. And that's Carter's first. Coriel to trigger it in. He gets it into the backcourt to Hayden Johns. Johns across the timeline. In double. They get it to Garrison. Cross court to Coriel. And there's almost a steal. It's throughout, and now we've got a steal. And a foul on Hartville on the floor. That is going to be on Hayden Johns. That's his second foul, second team foul, two apiece in that category right now. And Norwood to him mounted in front of the Hartville bench. Bradshaw's got it on the wing. Gets a pick from Kelly. Kelly all the way in. Will not go. The follow-up will not go. Now O'Quinn is on the run, and he's going to pull it back out. Garrison, thought about the three. He gets it over to Coriel. They get an open three from the top of the key. It is no good off the rim. Carter Kelly skies high for the rebound. He gets it to Remington Hill. Drives all the way in. Layup is good and one. Remington Hill's got four. Chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. And it's 20-12. As Norwood's come out, and they've outscored Hartville 5-1 so far. So good pressure down the floor there. O'Quinn talking to the officials. He did not believe he fouled. But it was called, and Remington Hill goes to the line. And it is good. Remington's got five now, and Norwood's going to go into some full court pressure. Down five. Hartville breaks it. Justini gets it down low. And he's tied up. Oh, they're going to call a foul. From the angle here, he had a hold of the ball. So. It's going to be called on Carter Kelly, his second, third team foul. So Hartville's going to inbound it under their own basket. Gets it into Gustini. Gustini going to have a charge. Yep, he lowered that shoulder. And I lower the shoulder like that and move him out of the way. Big, thick body down low. Great ball player. But he did lower his shoulder, so that was the correct call on that. 4:39 left to go. Norwood has pulled within five. It's 20-15 now. We'll say a big thank you to all of our sponsors that's made this Class 2 District 10 tournament possibility to have on the radio. Been happy to be here with you. And we've got another foul on Sinning. That's two quick ones here in the third quarter. 4:20 left in this third quarter. 20-15. That's five team fouls already on Hartville. So Norwood will be shooting free throws the rest of this third quarter. Now, they struggled from the line Thursday night. Where they had 11 misses in the fourth quarter and overtime. This one's good. As Tony's got seven now. They're 4-for-5 this afternoon with free throws. And that one went halfway down and came out. So 1-for-2 on that trip, and they're within four. 4:15 to go. Full court pressure. They break it. Sinning's got it down on the wing. Now he's doubled off of the foot of Norwood, and a turnover, and Norwood coming back. And there's they're going to say a foul on the floor against Hartville. He ducked his shoulder. One official asked for help from the other, but he ducked his shoulder. Looked like a charge from here, but he got the benefit of the doubt. So Andrew Bradshaw going to the line to shoot two. First one is up off the rim. Bounces around, will not go. 4 minutes exactly. We've reached the halfway point of this third quarter. Here's the second one. It's good. Bradshaw goes 1-for-2 from the line, and he's got three. Norwood on an 8-1 run to start this third. Sinning goes in. He's going to be fouled going for the shot. They're going to get Pierce Lawson, I believe, on that one. That'll be his second one. Yes, they did. That's the fourth team foul, but that's going to put Gus Sinning to the line to shoot two. He's 2-for-6 from the line this afternoon. Looking to break this scoring drought, he does. He's the first player in double figures. He's got 10 today. And here's the second free throw attempt. 21-17, Hartville with a lead. Make it 22-17 as he hits both of them. He's got 11 now. Norwood runs it up the court. Carter Kelly's got it down in the corner. He gets it to Remington Hill. They work it around to Bradshaw. He drives down. He's blocked himself on the bottom of the backboard. Could have been a foul there. Was not called. Now we're going to have a timeout. Hartville got a timeout on the floor, 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. 3.5 minutes left to go in this exciting third quarter. The intensity has picked up. The pace has picked up. And it is now a five-point game as we go to the final 3.5. Norwood be shooting free throws the rest of the way in the third. Hartville on the next foul will be in the bonus, and they'll be shooting free throws as well. Both coaches giving their teams some instruction. Coach Brett Reed got that timeout. He had a guy trapped in the corner. And very aware got the timeout. And so Hartville will be inbounding the ball. Norwood's turned up the pressure. They've had some full court pressure here in the second half. And they've made it a little bit difficult on Hartville to get the ball up the floor. Kind of increased the pace of this one a little bit. And they've outscored Hartville 8-3 here in the third quarter so far. Full court pressure. Got a trap. He gets it over to Quinn. They get it across the timeline. Simmons got it down low. And he's blocked. And it's picked up by Carter Kelly. And then he, oh man, that one was off of Kelly, but they're going to say that was off of the Hartville defender. And so Norwood will inbound it down 5 as we approach the 3-minute mark left. A lot of electricity in the building. It's standing room only here. We have people standing along the walls. And the stands are packed as well. Good to see for this rivalry game and the championship of District 10. Carson Vaughn thought about the 3. Did not take it. There's a free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Hayden Johns. O'Quinn's got it. He gives it up to Boone Garrison, who runs it up the floor. He gets it across the timeline to O'Quinn. Here's a 3 from the corner. Coriel, that's his second 3 of the game. He's got 6 now, and it's back to an 8-point lead. Norwood's got it back at their end. Here's a moving screen, so that's going to be on Carter Kelly. That's going to be his 3rd. And Hartville now will be shooting free throws. Well, I thought they would be in the bonus. That's the 5th, so Remington Hill's going to check back in for Norwood. Carter Kelly takes a seat. Hartville inbound. May have been because it was an offensive foul. Denny down on the baseline. He kicks it out to O'Quinn. It deflected off of O'Quinn and out of bounds back to Norwood. That'll be a turnover on Hartville. I've got that down as the 8th turnover on Hartville. I've got Norwood down with 7. 25-17 as we approach the 2-minute mark. Hartville's running that zone, but they've got Coriel following Carter Kelly all over the floor, not allowing him to bust loose, which that's what they did against Bakersfield. Sanders had 30 on Tuesday's game, and he did not score in the semifinal matchup. They put Coriel on him most of the game, and he could not get, I think he only had a couple shots that he was able to get off. So this Hartville defense is very, very good. Carson Bond's got it at the wing. Pump fake. He spins into the lane. Shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Curiel. He gets it to Boone Garrison, and they'll reset. 1:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Garrison brings it across the timeline. Hartville working it around the perimeter. Curiel's got it. And almost thrown away. But O'Quinn able to run it down. They're going to reset the offense here. O'Quinn swings it to Garrison, being guarded by Carson Vaughn. Vaughn out to Coriel. Coriel back to O'Quinn. He dribbles it around. Harville taking their time, watching for those cutters to break free. Garrison swings it around to Hayden Johns. We're down to 40 seconds left. Almost a steal as Remington Hill come flying through, and they're going to say that he caught a piece of O'Quinn on the way by. That's Remington's first foul. That's going to put O'Quinn on the line. Here's the first one. It's good. That's his first point on the afternoon. He had three in the semifinal game against Bakersfield. Brock Jones looking to check back in. Second one is also good. We're going to substitution. O'Quinn is going to take a break here as he's got 2 points, two big free throws. The lead is back to 10 now, where we were at the end of halftime. As we approach 35 seconds left to go here in the third, 27-17 Hartville. Remington still gives it up. They get it down in the corner to Carson Vaughn. Remington Hill tops the key. He gives it to Pierce Lawson. Lawson loses it. It's tied up on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball, and it's going to go. It's going to stay with Norwood on alternating possessions. 16.6 left to go here in the third quarter. Got to get it in. And they almost stolen and... right on the center court line. Hartville fans wanting it over and back. There's a steal by Hartville and a block on the other end. Remington Hill, good job on defense getting down and blocking that one out of bounds. That was the eighth turnover on Norwood. O'Quinn looking to check back in. They're going to get Arthur Kelly out for the last 5 points to 27-17. Hartville with the lead here. 10-point lead, and winner of this one to face Eugene, the number two team in Class 2 in the state, Tuesday night in Lebanon. Boone Garrison, trigger it in. He gets it into O'Quinn for three. It's good. Jordan O'Quinn has got five now, and that gives Hartville a 13-point lead as we head to the final 8 minutes of the championship here in District 10, Class 2, back in 1 minute on KUKU 100.3.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the new Buicks lately? We have new Buicks arriving daily, just in time for the extension of our Friends and Family sale. That's right, Friends and Family pricing on an all-new Buick. And only at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, the area's only Buick dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Everyone buys insurance. When you shop, you want the best coverage at a fair price, right? With Davidson Insurance, now powered by InZone, you get the best of both with insurance options from one of the largest insurance brokers in the country, from local agents that you meet face-to-face. Home, auto, commercial, health, and life insurance with options. Davidson Insurance, now powered by InZone. 606 Broadway in West Plains. Real people, real savings.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
Minutes left to go in this championship of District 10, Class 2, between Norwood and Hartville. Norwood comes storming out of the locker room and went on an 8-1 run, and then Hartville turned around and went on a run themselves, a 10-0 run to finish the quarter. Remington Hill's got five. Lake and Coatney has got seven. Pierce Lawson. He set the score, Carter Kelly. There's a three-pointer, no good. Kelly's got two, Bradshaw's got three for Norwood. Here's a drive down the lane. Nowhere to go with it. He puts it up. No good. And we've got a foul on the rebound on Norwood, so it's going to go back to Hartville. Hartville, Jordan O'Quinn's got five all there at the end of the third quarter. Boone Garrison's got six. Brock Jones has got one. Hayden Johns with one. Gus Sinning with 11. And Truett Coriel with six. And we've got another foul here. Carson Vaughn called with that one. Second one, that's two team fouls. Harville gets the ball in. Boone Garrison gets it over to Sinning. Sinning spins. He gets it across the timeline, being trapped, and he's going to be fouled. And are they going to get Vaughn for that one? They do. That's Vaughn's third. Carson Vaughn with three now. Three quick team fouls here. Harville leading this one by 13. It's 30-17 as we got 7:31 left to go. And as I stated earlier in the game, Harville don't mind the scores in the 30s, early 40s, as long as they end up on top. Here's a three-pointer from the corner. No good. Did everything to go through. Norwood with the rebound. Here's a three-pointer put up. It's good. Lakin Coatney, his third three-pointer of the game. He's got 10, and there is a timeout on the floor. And that is going to be a full timeout. 7:05 left. It's a 10-point game. Hartville leads Norwood 30-20. We're back in 30 seconds on KUKU.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. We have a 3-pound bee package that includes bees and the mated queen for $155. Also, we offer a 5-frame nuke, includes the mated queen for $195. Both options are all Russian bees. Orders must be in by March 30th. Delivery pickup date is subject to change due to the weather. Come in today at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains, for your bee needs.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
7:05 left in regulation of this one. James Hurt with you. Jack Rutledge back at the studio, keeping us on the air. We're here at Mansfield High School, and Mansfield's got a really good, rich sports history. One thing that I haven't seen that I can think of in any other gyms that really has stuck out to me this week while I've been up here is they've got all their all-state athletes and so on and so forth, but they've all also got their academic all-state athletes names on the banners from all the years that they've done that. So well done, Mansfield High School. That is very good to have that kind of recognition for the academic all-state athletes as well. Harville trying to bring it in. It's stolen by Norwood. Here's a shot. It's up and it's good. Lakin Coatney, he's got 12 now. Trap in the corner on Sinning. And they're really turning up the defensive intensity now. Harville still breaks it. They get it to Boone Garrison. 6:40 left to go in this one. 8-point game. Trap in the corner. Almost thrown away. Run down by Gus Sinning. He's got it inside. He kicks it out, and they're going to reset. Remington Hill out on Garrison. Garrison throws it, but he gets hooked by Hill. That's Remington's second foul. Fourth team foul. So the next one, they'll be shooting free throws. Hartville, that is. Curiel to toss it in. He gets it to O'Quinn into the backcourt. Carson Vaughn picks him up. Looking to trap. And he gets it to Gus Sinning. Sinning down the lane. All the way up and through. And we've got a charge on the floor, I believe they call. And it is. That's the third on Gus Sinning. Coach Reed does not like the call, and he's talking it over with the officials right now. 6:15 left to go in this one. 30-22. Harville clinging to an 8-point lead as we approach the 6-minute mark here to go in regulation. Here's a 3-pointer put up off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound tipped. Harville on the run. Denning loses it. Traced down by Curiel. Back to Denning in the corner. And almost thrown away. Good play there by John. It's in. Oh, off the ball, but they're going to say a foul on Norwood. That's going to put Aiden Johns, number 11, at the line as Harville is in the bonus, and they will be shooting the rest of the way, shooting free throws. 5:49 left to go in regulation. Johns is 1-for-2 from the line this afternoon. He is 2-for-3 now. If the first one is good, he's got 2 points. And the second one is up and rims in. He's got 3 now. Lake and Coatney leads all scorers with 12 right now. Ball works around the perimeter down the baseline. Rebound. Carson Vaughn puts it up. It's in. He'll go to the line for the old-fashioned 3-point play. Good rebound by Carson Vaughn off the missed shot by Andrew Bradshaw. He puts it back up and in and going to go to the line to try to make this a 7-point game. It's 32-24, Harville, 5:37 left to go in regulation. Free throw is good. And first 3 points of the game for Vaughn, and it's a 7-point game. Andrew Bradshaw checks out. Remington Hill checks back in. Brady Vaughn checks in. And Pierce Lawson checks out. 5:37 once again. That's what we've got left. 32-25. Full court. Man-to-man here. And going into a full court trap. Harville trying to break it. Got a trap in the corner. They're going to have to get it across. Deflected out of bounds by Norwood. Looks like Gus Sinning going to trigger the ball in. They get it in to O'Quinn. And we're going to have... Okay, I guess it reset on the 10-second after the deflection out of bounds. And there's almost a steal. Sinning's got it down low. Up, in, and one. Gus Sinning's got 13 now, going to the line for the old-fashioned 3-point play. Try to put Harville back up by 10 with 5:13 left to go in regulation. That's going to be the fourth foul on Carson Vaughn. Lake and Coatney checks out for Norwood. And the free throw is good. Gus Sinning with 14 now. And it's back to a 10-point Harville Eagle lead as we hit the 5-minute mark. Norwood works the ball around the perimeter. Vaughn to Carson Vaughn. He's back in down the line. Puts it up, puts it in. Good spin move there. Carson Vaughn's got 5. And then we've got... I'm not sure if he said something or what, but the official had a word with Carson Vaughn there. Coach Caldwell's going to have him take a seat, and they're going to talk to him about it a little bit. 4:49 left, 8-point game. O'Quinn's got it. Could have been another foul. There's a lay-in. It's good. Ben Garrison with the strong move. And it's back to a 10-point game. Garrison with 8 now. Norwood back in their own end. Looking for a good shot here. They work it around, and we've got a push And that's going to be called on Hayden John. John's going to have to take a seat. And the gym is getting loud, both sides. It's not been agreeing with some of these calls. But you always tend to look at it through the lenses of your own team. There's an offensive foul, yep. That was on Andrew Bradshaw, but a little bit too much body into that move. 27-37, Norwood down 10. 4:12 left to go in this one. That was the third foul on Andrew Bradshaw. Trap in the corner. Harville breaks it. O'Quinn's got it. Looking to go somewhere with the ball. He's got it. And now around to Garrison, and we've got a foul on Remington Hill. And that's going to put Boone Garrison, I believe. Yeah, it'll put Garrison to the line. Remington Hill's third foul. 3:59 left to go in this one. 37-27, Harville with the 10-point lead. Make that, it's still a 10 as that one goes off the back of the rim. No good. Boone Garrison with 8 on the afternoon. Second one's up. This one's good. He's got 9 now. Norwood gets it down the floor in a hurry. Remington Hill works it around. Carter Kelly with it. He swings it to Pierce Lawson. Lawson back around. Nice ball move there. Nice one-hander. Lakin Coatney. He's got 7 in the quarter, 14 on the game. And we've got a timeout on the floor. It is 38-29. It's a 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it here. 3:37 left to go in this one. 38-29, 9-point Hartville Eagle lead. Once again, the winner of this one to make a trip over to Lebanon on Tuesday night, 6 o'clock for the tip-off. They will be facing Eugene. Eugene is 23-5 on the year, and they are the number 2 ranked team in Class 2 in the state of Missouri. As I've told you before, Hartville, the number 1 seed in this district, they're the number 3 team in the state, and Norwood, the number 7 team in the state. 3:37 left, 9-point Hartville lead. Gus Sennings had a really good night, or afternoon. I knew I was going to do that at some point. He's had a really good afternoon with 14 points here. Boone Garrison with 9. They're the 2 leading scorers for Hartville. And Norwood going to continue with this full court press, try to force some turnovers. Sennings got it. Remington Hill almost gets the steal. Sennings trying to get rid of it. They finally get it across the timeline. Now Garrison gives it up. There's a steal by Norwood. Nice turnover by Hartville. Spinning through the lane. Springer roll, no good. And they're going to call a foul on someone. Let's see here. They're going to get Boone Garrison his first fourth team foul. So that is going to put Lakin Coatney at the line. He's got 14, and the first one's no good. Got to take advantage of these chances from the line with the clock not running when you're down by 9. Second one is good. 1 for 2. From the line this trip, he's 2 for 4 on the afternoon. Here's Watson checked out. Carson Vaughn checks back in. Sinney, he's on the run. Nice hands by Carter Kelly to knock that one out of bounds. Sinney that time said, instead of passing, I'm just going to take off. And he's built like a fullback and pretty quick, so he got the job done. But it was great hands by Carter Kelly to get that deflection. They get it into Sinney. Creel thought about the three, but he backs it out. O'Quinn's got it. Gets it to Garrison. Garrison down in the corner to Creel. O'Quinn back to Garrison. Back to Coriel. Thought about the three. They're just running clock. 2:45 left. Denning's got it, and they're going to call another offensive foul on him. I believe that's going to be number four on Gus. That's five team fouls each. Being an offensive foul, they will not shoot free throws on this one. 2:45 left. 8-point game. Carson Vaughn brings it down. He gets it to Bradshaw, gets it back to Carson. Here's a three-pointer put up. No good. Rebound. Good, strong rebound by Brock Jones. And we've got a foul. Andrew Bradshaw, that's his fourth foul. So that is going to put Harville back at the line. I believe Brock Jones is going to take the shots. Yes. Jones has got 1 point. He's 1 for 2 on the line this afternoon. Here's the first of two. It's good. He's got 2 points now. And it's back to a 9-point lead for Harville. So second up and good. He's perfect 2 for 2, and it's back to a 10-point lead. Norwood brings it down. And it's stolen by Sinning. Garrison's got it, being guarded closely. He gets it to Sinning. They work it around the perimeter. We're down to 2 minutes, and there's a turnover. Norwood's got it. Carter Kelly puts it up and in. That's 4 points for Kelly. And a timeout on the floor. It's 8-point game now, 40-32. Harville clinging to an 8-point lead, 2:01 left to go. We'll take a 30-second timeout, and then we'll be back with the last 2:01 of the championship of District 10, Class 2 on KU.
Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service services all your residential, commercial, and agriculture well and pump needs. Invest in a new water well and let the experts at Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service fix you up with clear, crisp water. Call them in Summersville, 417-932-4036. They have bailed me out more than once, and they'll help you as well. Good folks, and they've been doing it a long time. Anything you need done with your well or a well drilled, call Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Services.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
James Hurt back here at Mansfield High School. It's the Class 2 District 10 championship game between Hartville and Norwood. 2:01 left, 40-32. Hartville with the lead. Norwood has outscored Hartville so far this quarter, 15-10. They're trying to make a run here in the last 2 minutes. Hartville with the ball. They trigger it in. We've got a trap in the quarter. He gets it out, and they get it across to O'Quinn. Now O'Quinn will pull it back out. They'll try to run some clock here. Sinning's got it. Here's a layup. Too hard. O'Quinn's got it, and both Hartville guys have the ball. They end up a travel, so that is turnover 11 for Hartville unofficially. Brock Jones comes back in. O'Quinn comes out. 1:46 left. Kelly triggers it in to Carson Vaughn. He's going to let it dribble. He's got it. Now the clock starts. Carter Kelly drives down. Dish in, but it's knocked out of bounds by Brock Jones. Good hands on that one. Been a hard-fought battle. Two very, very tough Class 2 basketball teams here today. Norwood gets it in to Lakin Jovany. He waits all scores, and then we've got a offensive foul on Finney, who defender, I guess. Yeah, that's what he called on Carter Kelly. That's his fourth. So Kelly's going to check out for a bit. Remington Hill back in. And they've got a play on long pass. Layup is good. Executed perfectly. Boone Garrison went long, and they hit him on the flyer route. Here's a three-pointer by Vaughn. Misses everything. Rebound. Saved, but out of bounds. So that's going to go back to Hartville. They're back up 10 once again. 1:23 left to go here in the fourth. Championship of District 10. We've got another foul here. I believe that one is going to be on Hill. That's his fourth. So Hill's got four. Bradshaw's got four. Carson Vaughn's got four. For Norwood, Hayden Johns and Gus Sings got four, as well as Jordan O'Flynn. For Hartville, first one is good by Gus Sinning. He's got 15 now. Second one is also good. He leads all scorers now with 16. He's got five in the quarter. Norwood's going to get some shots off a three from the corner. Is good. That's Brady Vaughn. That's his first three. And it's 44-35, back to nine. And we've got a foul on Carter Kelly. And that's going to be five on Kelly. He's going to foul out with 4 points on the afternoon. .104 left to go in this one as Kelly gets a big round of applause. He's had a very good tournament. He had 14 in the semifinal game against Norwood. Had 16 in the opening round against Dora. First free throw is good. Boone Garrison. He's got six in the quarter. And the second one is also good. Norwood's got it. Carson Vaughn drives down the lane. He's going to be fouled. They're going to say on the floor, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. Brock Jones called for that one, his fourth foul. Carson Vaughn's got five. And it's no good on the first one. O'Quinn checks back in. Brock Jones checks out. Second one is good. Here's a trap in the backcourt. Sinning's got it. He travels. Nope, they're going to call a foul before the travel. And that's going to be number five on Andrew Bradshaw. He fouls out with 3 points on the afternoon. Gus sending to go back to the line once again. He's got 16 on the afternoon. Hunter Finch checks in for the first time for Norwood. First free throw from Sinning. Rims in. He's got 17 now. the second one off the rim, no good. And Norwood trails by 7 inside of a minute. Three-pointer, Remington Hill. He hits it. He's got 8 now. And a quick timeout for Coach Caldwell. It's an 8-point game, 44.3 left to go in this one. It's a full timeout, so we're going to take a 30-second break, and then we'll come back with the final 44.3 here from the District 10 championship game. Hartville leading this one back in 30 on KUKU.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the eClub, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store. Fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
And we're back, 43.3 left to go in this one. James Hurt here with you courtside. Jack Rutledge back at the studio. Hartville, 47. Norwood, 39 in this district championship game. Winner to face Eugene on Tuesday. Sending looking for someone to get it into. Does, and there's a foul on the floor. That's going to be on Lakin Coney. I believe that's just his second. No, that's his first. I had written one down early. 43.2, and that's going to put Boone Garrison at the line to shoot two. First one is good. And the second one is also good. I've got him down for 15. The scoreboard has him down for 13. I'll double-check my math. There's a three-pointer put up. No good. Ball's loose on the floor. Remington Hill for 3. No good. Well, it's still bouncing around up there. All right, now rebounding foul is going to be... I believe that's going to be on number 10. I'm not sure. Yeah, Brady Vaughn. His third foul, that's going to put Brock Jones back to the line for 2. He's got 3 points this afternoon, all from the line. Front of the rim, but then it spins in, so it's good. And it's an 11-point lead here for Hartville with 28.7 left to go. Second one off front of the rim, no good. Remington Hill comes down. He drives down the lane. Nice move. He gets it up and in. He's got 10 now. Ball deflected out of bounds. 17.7 left in this one. So it is looking like, barring a miracle here, it looks like Hartville going to win yet another district championship and move on to face Eugene on Tuesday. And Coach Reed has to get a timeout. Good defense there on Norwood, not allowing them to get the ball inbounded. It's a full timeout, I believe. Yes. So we're going to take a 30-second timeout, and then we'll be back with the end of this one. It's 50-41. Hartville with the lead on KUKU 100.3.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the eClub,
where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store, fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
Welcome back to Mansfield High School. Here's another long pass down to Coriel. He's able to drag it down in the corner. And Harville is just going to dribble it out as Norwood backs off. So that's going to be a final, 50-41. Harville moves on to face Eugene on Tuesday night. This was a good one. It was a very intense game from start to finish. So both teams will shake hands. Good run there by Norwood in the second half, but just not quite enough. They were able to score 32 points in the second half after only having 15 in the first. We'll go through the scoring real quick here. Remington Hill for Norwood with 10. Lake and Goatney, a very good game. He had 15. Carter Kelly had 4. Andrew Bradshaw had 3. Carson Vaughn had 6. And Brady Vaughn had 3. For Hartville, Jordan O'Quinn had 5. 15 for Boone Garrison. 5 for Brock Jones. 6 for Truett Coriel. 17 for Gus Tenning to lead all scorers. And 3 for Hayden Johns. It's a final, 50-41. Hartville moves on to face Eugene as they just get presented with their district championship trophy. Been a good one. Great year for Norwood as they finish the season 21-7. Harville moves to 23-4 and will move on to continue in the state championship fight. So good luck to the Eagles. Once again, thank you to all of the sponsors that made this Class 2 District 10 Boys Championship Tournament a possible thing for us to do. And tune in this evening. Going to have another great game that's going to tip off here in about 30 minutes. Should be an entertaining game. The Liberty Eagles and the Thayer Bobcats. So if you're a high school basketball fan, tune over there. Ought to be a good one. For Jack Rutledge, back at the station, I'm James Hurt. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll have Grizzlies baseball on the Fox tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I'll have that one for you, weather permitting. So tune in then. Back to KUKU 100.3 Classic Country. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to District Basketball on Classic Country KUKU 100.3.